This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 282 for Thursday, February 25th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were down sharply on Thursday, with speculative profit-taking a feature. Canola was down by 8 to the $30 daily limit. The most active May contract, it's down 30 at $735.20 per ton. New crop months lagging to the downside, November, down $13.60 at $597.50 per ton. Canola was looking overbought and due for a correction from a chart standpoint, and some stops were likely hit on the way down. Losses in the Chicago soy complex also put spillover pressure on canola, although soy oil finished well off its lows for the day. However, the underlying fundamentals do remain supportive for canola amid expectations for tightening old crop supplies. A turn lower in the Canadian dollar as it backed away from three-year highs also lent some support. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 18 cents in the May contract at $14.07 per bushel. Disappointing weekly U.S. soybean export sales provided the catalyst for the profit-taking sell-off in soybeans, with the USDA reporting only 168,000 tons of old crop beans sold during the past week. New crop business came in at 71,000 tons. That was the smallest weekly total since Christmas and below trade estimates. Soy oil and meal sales were also below expectations. Improving crop prospects out of South America weighed on prices as well, although rain delays in parts of Brazil, due to recent rains, provided some support. Corn futures also found themselves pressured by poor weekly export sales, with the May corn contract down 7 cents at $5.50 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales for movement during the current crop year of just under 500,000 tons were down 85% from the previous four-week average and below trade guesses. Last week's Lunar New Year holiday in China was likely behind the slow sales. Wheat futures, they are down as well. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the May contract at $6.50 per bushel. Kansas City down 10 cents in May at $6.52 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 9 cents in the May contract at $6.75 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were the smallest weekly total in nearly a year. IDEA's recent U.S. cold snap did not cause as much damage to the winter wheat crop as some had feared, added to the soft tone. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 25th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.